Question.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, just breathe, everybody. Just breathe. Deep breathing. Oh, man. Fired up from yesterday and didn't know that Chili's was going to back down. We were all ready to go get our baby back ribs today at Chili's, and now we're not going.
We are not going.
Wow. Now, I mean, what a storm. I mean, just a bleep storm on the internet, on Twitter and Facebook and everything over this Chili's thing.
A baby back storm. What is this all about? It actually has a lot to do with babies. It is, in fact, that Chili's was going to donate 10% of their proceeds today, Monday the 7th of April, to the National Autism Association?
Yeah.
It's NAA, and they actually seem to be a decent organization. They're not discriminatory. They're not like Autism Speaks, which, in my opinion, is a shill for Big Pharma cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually had within their, documents that talk about their mission and everything, sentences or paragraphs that the word vaccine and the word autism appears too close together, according to the vaccine robot skeptics. And they went out in full force protesting online with Twitter, Facebook, everything campaigns. Chili's, how dare you? Do you know that you're contributing to an organization that is anti-vaccination? And it's like, what? Chili's is so far from being anti-vaccination. I mean, it's like, it's ludicrous.
I literally could see Twitter people, Facebook people foaming at the mouth on the internet last night over this situation. It was absolutely insane the way these pro-vaccination people, which I dare say they're probably the majority of the people that were making negative comments, probably don't even have kids, let alone kids with autism.
Right.
You know?
Well, and they're probably not human either. There's a lot of them that are indeed robots. We've shown that to be the case. But those that are real are deluded, in my opinion. And we have not argued, let's say, if you are a parent of your own children, even though we perceive the danger, we don't argue that the government should come in and stop you from taking care of your children the way you want to, even if we would disagree with the way you're taking care of them. But the other side of the equation is so outrageously demanding of government interference in the lives of parents and families who may or may not have already experienced the damage caused by vaccines into the realm of the autism spectrum, but simply that you would say, I want to question the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they will not tolerate any level of dissent on this issue. And I'm going to talk with Dr. Bittar about this. And just so you know, we had to pre-record Dr. Bittar's segment last night. evening.
Same thing. Yep.
Bit emotionally charged today because he was in schedule today. So we didn't know that Chili's was backing off on the issue. But it's a good discussion. In fact, we talked about this because yesterday, after I got off the air, our Sunday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming through naturalnewsradio.com and syndicated by GCN, the Twitterverse was aflutter, right? On me. A lot of angry people on me because of my stance on this issue. You know, and we called it like it really is, in that those that are opposing even the questioning, the simple questioning of a schedule, much less the vaccine itself, because of its contents, they are attacking our beliefs, our faith, really. And then somebody said, oh, no one said belief and faith. Oh, yes, they did. In fact, we pinned it down and nailed them to the wall on this, the fact that they are arguing not based on science, but based on their beliefs, which they believe are superior to your beliefs. So it was an attack on your belief. They want you to believe what they believe, which is, a fundamentalist position, convert or die. And if you think I'm exaggerating, how often have you seen people say, oh, I just hope you get that disease and you die, or your child dies from it. I mean, it's a sickness.
Right.
It's an absolute sickness.
It's not a discussion based on logic or just, differences of point of view. I mean, you had one interaction with a guy on Twitter where he said you were wrong. And you came back, and what did you tell him? Show me what? Show me
double-blind placebo-controlled study showing safety and efficacy of the vaccines you claim work, right?
And his reaction?
It cleared up all the diseases of the world, so just show me the evidence. Right. And his reaction, he called me can you say the F word? You can't actually say it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. His reaction, no argument, no debate, no facts, nothing. His immediate response to you asking him for the test, for the study, was a string of expletives.
The same thing they would demand of us to say anything about anything. Where's the proof? Where's the double-blind placebo control? And it's like I said, where is it? Just show me. Oh, you're too stupid to debate with. And I'm like, no, because it's a belief. You have a belief in vaccines, not based on any validated science. And then they say, well, where's polio today? Where's smallpox today? That's not a debate. That's another question. The cause of the diminishment of the expression of these diseases is still very much in question, because there has not been an analysis of vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Well, there have been some, but these folks would deny that they exist, and they show that unvaccinated children and adults are healthier, by and large, than those who are vaccinated. But that's not up for discussion. You start calling them out on this stuff, and they go, oh my gosh, look at this guy on radio. What is he? What's his degree? Has he studied science?
Probably more than you have.
Yeah, and we happen to have access to something called logic and deductive reasoning and an open mind to question everything, which is what you should do, which is what they don't want you to do. Oh, question everything about homeopathy, but don't question anything about vaccines, right? That's what we're dealing with. That's the level. So in honor of this, Chili's, of course, backing off. We've got two articles that actually three. Yesterday's version where they were going to participate in this 10%. Today on the Washington Times covered that they backed out. Mike Adams, the health ranger at naturalnews.com, also wrote an article about Chili's backing down to the medical and vaccine-induced mafia on this issue. And rather than going to Chili's to support them because they were supporting something good for a change that would help children, we would say support the NAA if you so choose to do that. And that would be 100% proceeds instead of 10% and the rest going to GMO-laden foods at Chili's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Think about it. Chili's was going to go donate, 10%?
Right.
So, in honor of the NAA, just stay home, make yourself a nice little organic pizza or something like that, and the money you would have spent at Chili's, send them 100%. So, that way they're not getting just the 10%, right?
Right. And that makes sense. And the Thinking Moms Revolution put together a really nice image, and we have it in the show notes today at robertscoutbell.com. By the way, if you want to chime in on this, you can pick up the phone right now. Yes, right. You can do it. That's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And listen, we can respectfully disagree, but when you call me effing this, and you know what I'm saying, that ain't going to work. I might call you a robot, but that's not the same thing until I check your pulse. But on this issue... On this issue, I think we've got the moral high ground one, because they say to me, well, it's not ethical to conduct those experiments. Well, then you haven't conducted them. Then you don't know. Just say you don't know. We haven't conducted them. We don't know. I believe that they did that. I believe that they eradicated disease. I believe that, because it is a belief. They don't want to acknowledge that they are involved in cult-like behavior. That's the worst thing that they could consider, and that's why they got so mad at me.
And, the driving purpose of the NAA is not to go out and try and keep people from vaccinating their kids. They do all kinds of work, one of which is awareness and prevention of autistic kids from falling into swimming pools and drowning.
Yeah, good stuff. We can all get behind that.
So, no, we can't get behind that. And listen, I mean, honestly, this is a slap in the face. Basically, Chili's is saying, you know what? Our money's too good for the NAA. Really?
Right, yeah, yeah. So they wanted to support them, but not at the cost of actually supporting them, right?
Right.
So Chili's wanted us to play their theme. And just so you can remember what that theme was, we don't mind. We're going to play that, but we also have a newer version that reflects what they've just done.
Well, this was a very popular one. Everybody's probably heard this one.
Do you remember that? What is it, like an acapella? Everybody's going, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, very catchy.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, very catchy.
You remember that?
I do.
Chili's Baby Back Ribs?
Yeah.
And what do they say else in this?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, barbecue sauce. That's right. So, you know, listen, we want to retire that. It's catchy. Probably everybody knows it. And Super Don, how do we describe what this is in relation to what we just heard?
I think in honor of Chili's decision to turn their back on your autistic kids because your kids aren't as good as other people's autistic kids, I think we need a new version of this that I think is more appropriate to what Chili's stance is on this situation.
All right, so Chili is cowardly caving in to the vaccine robots, and this in... Well, according to us, is their new theme, or it should be.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back.
Chili's maybe hates kids. Chili's maybe hates kids.
Nice double cross.
Chili's maybe hates kids. Chili's maybe hates kids.
Nice double cross.
Nice double cross.
I like it.
Wow. Now that, baby hates kids. Listen, that was a parody. If you don't understand what that is, look it up. But Super Don, nicely done. Got your acapella thing going. I am impressed, duly impressed.
Yeah. Now, do they hate kids? No, I don't think Chili's hates kids. But really, how do you look at this when somebody says, you know what, you're autistic kids because, you know, we don't believe in this organization here. You're autistic kids. Our money's not good enough for you. We're going to take care of somebody else's autistic kids. Listen, it was a financial decision. They were looking at their bottom line. They made the wrong decision. I think they're going to regret it.
They will. And all the families and the thinking moms and beyond, the canna moms, everybody, you know, we're working to help the kids, the families genuinely, sincerely, to reduce their toxic burden exposure and protect them and build their immune system the way God intended. That's our perspective. We're up front about it. What about you? Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. And keep your kids away from schools if they're in Fukushima.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
If you want to chime in on this or any subject, any time of the day or night, you can leave a message as well, 866-939-BELL. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bitar and I will be discussing pretty intense stuff on the vaccine, autism, link, debate, all of that, immunology, the stuff that the opposition robots don't want you to talk about, know, or discuss. This is the problem with government school systems as well, honestly. And, of course, there are always exceptions. There's always going to be one mom or dad saying, well, our school's different. Okay, whatever. But a lot of it, Common Core, et cetera, is confusing the minds of young people and teaching them to become automatons or robots themselves so they don't grow up questioning. And I think one of the most important things you can do is teach your kids to question everything. And they're going, whoa, they're going to question my authority. Well, yeah, even your authority. I mean, obviously not to ludicrous levels. They're kids after all. But to be able to engage in debate, rather than just a screaming match. Because I have a sense that the kids that are grown-ups, if they weren't really robots, if they're real people that were screaming at me yesterday on Twitter, may not have had that, advantage of an education that would allow them to question things, because they're stomping all over debate on this issue. And, yes, Chili's is back down, caved to pressure, because they perceive the two or three people that are screaming on this are 2,000 or 3 million. And, you know, the fact of the matter is there are a lot of folks, probably more than there aren't, that do believe in vaccinations. But most of them don't go around engaging in non-argumentative epithets. And they would really respect another family's right to say, no, it's not right for our kid. But that's not what's happening out there, at least in certain aspects of the internet, where we've covered, as I said, the debate whether they're human or robots is still open. Right. Now, speaking of school, I mentioned Fukushima. We don't want to forget that, yes, there is radiation heading this way that we are exposed to. Everybody has been, worse on the West Coast. Remind you, encourage you to keep pumping in your selenium, your food-grown selenium that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, other minerals, the iodine, etc. Interesting headline out of Fukushima, out of Japan, and I think this caught your eye, Super Don.
It's not, I mean, the two things don't really go together. Unfortunately, they do in Japan. I mean, the headline says, Fukushima children start school, flee radiation. And I don't know, that just, it sounds funny. I mean, can you imagine, Johnny, time to get up, time for school. Put on your tennis shoes. Run! Run!
What is that, right?
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, what these families are having to do because of what happened in Fukushima, they're having to send their kids like 200 miles away to another town in order to be able to start school.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they acknowledge in this article that they have this, what they call low-dose radiation continuing. They don't have a precedent to understand what's going to happen to the children. And, of course, we're looking at it as a global northern hemisphere phenomenon, if you will. And it doesn't mean that we don't have strategies to address it and minimize the damage or correct the damage. But most people, let's be honest, that listen to the mainstream media and even the naysayers on the vaccine issue probably say, oh, there's no such thing as Fukushima radiation. And just go about your business and eat at Chili's, even if the GMO barbecue sauce might do harm to your kids.
Right.
So... what are we going to say? Again, a scholastic statement here is that if you have to send your kids to a government school because of economic reasons, you better be real engaged to unlearn them, if you will, what they are being learned or edumacated to not know or to not do. Right. And that includes questioning authority.
No, and that's what they're doing here. You know, one of the mothers of one of the children here, she says, I don't really believe things are as safe as the government is telling us. And so they made this decision to send their kids, 200 miles away to go to school, because they're thinking about the kids' future. And, she says, we made our decision with our daughter's future 10 and 20 years later in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, government, not trusting the government, thinking maybe the government might be not telling you everything that you should know is not something that's unique to this country. This is something where people are questioning authority and asking questions, and good on these people here for making that decision, to protect their children. Because, would you do the same thing? I would.
Yeah. Well, listen,
absolutely.
In Japan, it's as we've discussed this, we've talked with Liam Sheff, our good buddy, about this, the culture in Japan. They don't question authority there. It's very unusual, and it's you could get ostracized for doing it. So they're being pushed to their cultural limits on this Fukushima issue. We feel for our listeners in Japan there. And do your level best. Also, remember the EMF detox, homeopathic remedy. Speaking of homeopathy, that may be one of the answers to the question coming from our good friend Bob up there in the New York area. A really complicated, complex question on health and healing. We're going to tackle that. If you want to call in on the vaccine debate, Chili's, or anything else, do so right now, 866-939-2355. Go to robertscottbell.com and say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
All right, if you guys want to see the, or hear again, the Baby Back Ribs parody that Super Don did about the backing down on the support for the Autism Association, by all means, it'll be up as a YouTube at the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. So check that out. And, guy, I tell you, he's got the chops. He just had to bring him out of retirement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's I love doing stuff like that. It's always fun, and it was very appropriate. I mean, you know, this Chili's thing is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The point, you know, the stance that they've taken Mm-hmm. It, you know, an organization simply saying that we believe that vaccines can trigger autism, and not in every kid, in a certain subset of children is what they said. You can't right, even say right. that. You can't even say that. No. It's
a, and they reference the, you know, with genetic proclivities and genetic whatever. So, I mean, that should be happy time for all the, you know, the vaccine proponents who want to say there's vaccines are not wrong. It's just people and children and babies have damaged genes. You know, they love that argument.
All genetic.
Yeah. So that's what that's the kind of crazy we're dealing with on that side of the debate that isn't a debate to them. You know, when anybody says the science is settled, nobody can ask any more questions about anything, you know there's something they're hiding. And that's true, of course, on the global warming debate. As I, you know, I've said so many times, if they had just, let's say, what do you say, hung their coat on something like toxicology? But really, they couldn't do that because the whole defense of vaccines, it dovetails into the entire defense of the chemical industries, from petrochemical on out. Because if, let's say, if we were to show you that toxins, that DDT, for instance, caused polio, or, you know, any number of scenarios create the flu that are not necessarily caused by a virus that they want to vaccinate you for. For instance, the local pollution index climbs because of a particular plant nearby. There's liability associated with that. Which, again, we come back to the vaccine discussion and we say, well, you know, isn't it interesting that Congress had to pass a law, an unconstitutional law, that there's nobody can sue a vaccine manufacturer for injury or harm or death, that we'll put it into this unconstitutional kangaroo court that you'll petition and no money would come out of the pocket of the actual manufacturers of these dangerous injectables. And that's the only way. And the reason that they said, they admit it, the only way that they could encourage these manufacturers to actually produce such a dangerous product was to relieve them of all liability before it even happened. And nobody, I say nobody, I mean, here you question that, but these so-called skeptics can't wrap their arms around that. I should say their harms around
their
that.
Their harms, yeah.
You know, it's like, well no, we got to ignore that. And of course, when, if they say it's one in a million and they acknowledge, if you corner them, that, yeah, even the inserts say, oh, vaccines can be bad, it's only one in a million. And it's like, well, what do you tell the family of that kid that's the one in a million? Which we know it's more than that. It's about medical collectivism, biological collectivism, immunological collectivism. And that's when they say, who made you? Who gave you the microphone to talk about this? Well, yeah, I didn't ask for permission or none was required. And here I am all these years later.
Right.
Maybe you could try it too. But when you're shilling for an industry that cannot be held liable for killing children, I'm not impressed. Even if you believe sincerely with all of your heart that vaccines are good, you know that in some cases they are bad and they are deadly. And then for you to argue that, oh my gosh, if you don't get them, then you might get a disease that might kill you. Yet, your own vaccines have not risen to the gold standard level of validation through peer-reviewed publications based on placebo-controlled studies, right? Crossover, multi-trial center trials. I mean, these are the things that they would accuse anybody touting or promoting a natural supplement. And you notice we don't sell things here. I'll tell you about things that I believe in and use, but I'm not selling them. And, you know, the argument would be, of course, you're just trying to sell a product. That's why you can't trust your word. But what are they trying to sell on the other end? Vaccines, right? And they're very worried because more parents than not now are at the very least questioning what they thought was true and realizing, oh, my gosh, they didn't do the studies. There are no validated double-blind placebo-controlled studies to determine safety or efficacy for vaccines. And then they call me names because I point that very obvious deficit or deficiency out. Isn't that interesting? Now, to the questions we go. This was a tough one. If I can read through this. I almost want to cry reading this. This is from our friend Bob, who we got to meet in person up in New York City and Long Island when Ty Bollinger and I were up there for the Carol Alt taping, and then we had an event on Long Island. And, he says, hi, RSB, BB here. That's Bob. I met you on Long Island when you came up with my buddy Ty. I showed you the pics of the wound on my wife's leg. She'd been dealing with extreme anxiety and depression due to my health scare in October when I nearly died from an improperly extracted abscess tooth. You want to talk about a dangerous profession? The dental profession is pretty dangerous, as we've experienced in our own families' lives here. Well, the stress has taken its toll, he says. Her adrenals are completely shot. We've been rebuilding them with herbs and homeopathy, but her dunderheaded docs are trying to tell us she has cryoglobulinemia. Cryoglobulinemia. Man, oh, man.
That's a big word.
Yeah, if you look this thing up, they talk about the blood containing large amounts of what they call cryoglobulins, proteins, Ig, immunoglobulins, that become insoluble at reduced temperatures. I don't know about the temperature reduction issue. I'm not telling you I'm an expert on cryoglobulinemia, but oh my gosh, it's causing what they call agglutination of the red blood cells. So they say they precipitate at temperatures below normal body temperature. And if you heat the body back up, they'll go back to normal. So, interestingly, temperature, it's associated with multiple myeloma and hepatitis C. Interesting. If it's associated with hepatitis C, we know that the liver is an issue and the kidneys are an issue. And if we go beyond that, we look at if this is a blood-kidney issue, we've got to do something there. Now, Bob says she's already taken some homeopathy, like I hope 911 burnout, which will help. But we've got to look at the kidneys here, because he says this too. He says kidney involvement. According to the research I've done, a lot of symptoms are advanced stages of kidney involvement. Heart issues, she's weak and frail. There is a blood and kidney cleanse. I don't know, Bob, if you've done that, from King Bio. So if you give them a call at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, kingbio.com, just tell them Robert sent you. I mean, again, I don't get anything from that. I'm just saying that this is what I want, safe options for your wife to get well. You know, and something, Bob, I know that we didn't talk about when we were together, because we've exponentially integrated more information on the endocannabinoid system in terms of burnout, et cetera, anxiety, that I would be wholeheartedly in favor of integrating the RSHO, the real scientific hemp oil that we get from HempMedsPX.com. And if you haven't gotten any, when you go to HempMedsPX.com, if you enter SHW44, you'll get 20% off of your introductory order so you can get her started on that. I think that would be of great relief, great help, as we found it to be. Let's see. They've been doing good nutrition. They need to train strategy. Bob wants to get her out of the MD's grips. Don't blame you, Bob. Oh, my gosh. He says it right. He says they will kill her. Ugh. You know, this is harsh to hear, but you can acknowledge the reality of this. Would love to take her to see Dr. Batar, Dr. Nick, but I just don't have that kind of money to get down there. Let's see, what else can we do with the abnormal blood proteins? Again, I say that the kidney blood detox cleanser from King Bio would be a great, great option. He's been juicing. He's using One World Way. That's great. Trying to rebuild the gut, but too weak to do detoxing. The blood pressure has been high. Hypertension. Oh, my gosh. Off of processed foods. Never had issues like that. Concerned for her life. Running out of options. Please help. A prayer. Vitamin P as well. Anybody out there, if you know Bob, pray. Because this is as difficult as a circumstance as I've heard. My heart goes out to you. And we could certainly talk with you off the air about this as well. But I think that the CBD is going to be of great benefit to your wife, and the kidney blood cleanse from King Bio. Those are primary. Super Don, I'm almost overwhelmed with emotions when I read something like this.
Right.
Because, you know, I feel so helpless just in some ways, you know, like when dealing with my wife's scenario with the pain she had been in for 2+ years. You feel like you want to do everything, and until you find something, you struggle with it, you know, and it is draining. It burns out the adrenals. It's always to be in that place. So to take that level of stress and the things we don't know and turn it over to that higher authority, higher power, whether you call it God or what, is not my concern. It's just that you're open to the gifts of healing that are coming from places we don't even know.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even know where those are going to come from. You know, yeah. it's part of the journey, and it's something that, you know, when we discover, and like you, you know, you have I guess what would you call it, an empathy of sorts?
Yes.
You know, in the
yes.
situation, and so, and, you know, I can hear that in your voice, and, yeah, I mean.
You know, it occurs to me, too, because it's energy. Prayer is energy. I don't know if she's on the water that we believe in here at the Echo 7. Also, Rife technology, any of these technologies that go to the energetic level of rebuild. Of course, that's what homeopathy is. Sometimes when people are too weak to fully benefit from proper food and even herbal treatment, we've got to look to the energy systems. And looking into Rife would be great. Obviously, detox and like I said, hands-on healing. You know, the simple act of being with someone and holding their hand or having an intention, but also letting it go to let a higher power come on through you in a good way. Because, you know, as smart as somebody may be out there, any doctor, or as people might perceive me to be, I don't claim to know everything. I got some principles down and I try to apply them in every situation. But then our journey is uniquely our own and your journey is uniquely your own. So prayers to you, Bob. You know who you are. We can talk off the air. And if you'd like to be part of the show, we got one more segment. Then we're going to go to Dr. Rashid Mattar for some Advanced Medicine Monday. We'll talk more about that and tell you where Super Dawn and RSB are going to be. That's right. Colorado, Denver. Here we come. And we're going to be there before we know it. We just want to see you there as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome, the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, thank you for being here. That's right. Tell your friends. If you don't catch it first airing, it streams on and on and on through our friends at GCN, our syndicator, and the next day it appears where? At naturalnewsradio.com. The archives there and broadcast around the world through UK Health Radio, Digital Radio -103 in Australia, Stitcher, other podcasts coming online. We don't even know how far it goes, and iTunes. There are no cheap seats, no nosebleed section here. And if you do, once in a while, I got to remind you, have a nosebleed. Homeopathic phosphorus. Homeopathic phosphorus. And you're there. Let's see. What else we got today before Dr. Bitar? By the way, we recorded with Dr. Bitar last night, so we did not get the Chili's update. So we're going to discuss this, and it's still a phenomenal discussion on the robots fighting against the good word. That, in fact, vaccines are not necessarily what they have been, let's say, sold to be. And we're going to go into that in great detail with Dr. Rasha Bitar. That's going to be advanced medicine coming up after the news break.
Right.
So, food. Let's talk food, not Chili's. By the way, the baby back rib thing's going to go viral. I have a feeling your parody, Superdome, is going to go viral once people get it. It's so good. It's so good. And we have it linked up in the show notes. I think I'm going to add it to them, as well as if you go to our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, you can plug in. Food, though. Now, I'm thinking if I had taken pictures of the food that I remember eating in grade school, you know, like the school lunches, you had the lunch lady and you had the mystery meat.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking, you know, Godzilla-like Japanese monster movie Ray Harryhausen territory with those food pictures.
Yeah.
And I dare say that if we took pictures of them back then, the pictures might have gone bad, but the food still would be here.
Apparently, according to what I'm seeing here, the food really hasn't changed much.
No, I think it may have gotten worse because of the GMO issue. There's a story here of students taking pictures of their school lunches and sending them via Twitter to Michelle Obama, and complaining about their healthy school lunches. You know, it's like, this is what I have to eat. This is sad. You know what's sad here, really, is that kids think that the president or the president's wife should have anything to do with what they eat for lunch.
Yeah, you know, that's true. That's a good point.
I want the kids saying, I don't know what I'm doing in this. Why are my parents sending me here, much less eating this garbage that you wouldn't buy in a restaurant or a grocery store? At least most of us would not.
Right.
And I think that, you know, the outrage is going to be here is like, oh, yeah, let's make fun. If it's a partisan thing, let's make fun of a Michelle Obama. Let's move campaign or healthy school lunches campaign. It's like, and that's the one thing we're going to go. Yeah, if anything's a little bit good, that's a little better than not promoting healthier items, although I don't know that she's coming out against GMOs like her husband claimed he would,
right,
or promoting necessarily organic food, which is a failing on their part, in my opinion, but it's a failing on both parties' parts in this case.
Listen, we covered the myplate.gov thing when they came out with that, you know, a couple years ago now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And with all the stuff. And it's funny because the description of the lunches that these people are getting and that they're taking pictures of and putting on Twitter,
is
not what I seem to recall the myplate.gov thing was about. I mean, one of them, they had a hot dog roll. Mm-hmm. Spread with tomato sauce and cheese on a tray with three small cherry tomatoes and a carton of low-fat milk. Yeah. And then here's another one. A tray containing a small roll and a messy-looking concoction of what appeared to be mashed potatoes, scrambled hamburger, and corn.
Scrambled hamburger and GMO corn.
Yeah. And then, of course, let's not forget about the flat sandwich that seemed to be a hamburger on a tray with a cut kiwi half, and a packet of ketchup. That's lunch.
Oh, yeah. Again, GMO corn syrup. By the way, we're going to be in at the Cannabis Cup with our friends from HempMeds PX in Cannaway coming up it's the 19th and 20th of April, Denver, Colorado. If you're anywhere near there or can get there, please come and see us. We're going to have our books available, my book with Ty, Unlock the Power to Heal, which now includes extra information on cannabis, hemp, marijuana, medical marijuana, which is very exciting. And we're going to be revealing that for the first time there. And even if some of you indulge, because it is legal now in Colorado, should you get the munchies, please do not resort to going to a government school to get extra lunch, okay?
Extra mashed potato corn hamburger goulash.
Don't do it. No, it'll undo all the good you may have done with the cannabis. So please, if you go munchies, make it organic and non-GMO, and then we can support you.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.